Olive Kittredge is an imposing character, caustic, no filter, a big woman with strong opinions. Olive Kittredge is the title character in the Pulitzer Prize-winning book by Elizabeth Strout, and now that collection of linked short stories is an HBO miniseries.
Your mother is not depressed.
Yes, I am. Happy to have it, because it's being smart.
All right, Ollie.
Well, we might as well discuss it, Henry. He might have it, too.
But you don't think I'm smart.
Of course I do.
No, you don't. You think I'm average.
You are plenty complicated, Christopher. Average is someone like Denise the Mouse.
Oh, for God's sake.
No, nothing wrong with that. Average people are happier. Happy, happy, happy.
You should try it sometime, Ollie.
God, I'm too depressed.
That's Frances McDormand as Olive Kittredge. McDormand is 57, and she told me this was a character she could really sink her teeth into. I asked her to describe Olive Kittredge.
Heaven. Delicious. Full feast. Three-course meal. Soup to nuts. No, just, you know, you come across those kind of characters all the time in literature. Female characters in literature are full. They're messy. They've got runny noses and burp and belch. Unfortunately, in film, female characters don't often have that kind of richness. Often in the theater, yes, but to contemplate the idea of taking someone like Olive, who is a full literary character but also a really complex human being, to film was a real conundrum, actually, because it couldn't have been done in 90 minutes. 4 hours was just enough. Six hours would have been better.
You were born kind. You grew up kind. And then you married a beast and loved her.
Olive Kittredge's husband, Henry, in the movie, played by Richard Jenkins, is a small-town pharmacist. Everybody loves him. He's gentle. He's got a great way about him. He's the opposite of Olive in many ways. What do you think this marriage is about? What ties them together?
Well, I just have to say that I want everyone to remember, and I think people who've read the novel feel this way, happiness can be tyrannical.
Tyrannical?
Yes. When you're thinking, too much happiness can be tyrannical, especially to someone like Olive. So when often on the set, when we would be filming and people would say, oh, poor Henry, when Olive would maybe be a little harsh with them.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, forget poor Henry. Think about poor Olive. She has to deal with his tyrannical happiness. But I think that one of the main things that keeps them together is the fact that they're supposed to be together, and they made a choice to be together, and they, we find them, we meet them at a crisis in their life. Olive's 45, Henry's 55, and they are both in unrequited love affairs, and then we get to follow the next 30 years of their life together. I think that she finally finds, you know, with Henry really late in their life, that he was the true love of her life.
You know, the writer, Elizabeth Strout, said that she wrote Olive Kittredge as these interconnected short stories, not as a true novel, because she said the reader might need a break from Olive sometimes.
Yes.
And I wonder if you felt like you needed a break from her as you played her, because she is a difficult woman.
Absolutely not. It was one of the best times I've ever had as an actor. I mean, I think also because I've made a career of playing small supporting roles, mostly to male protagonists. And one of the reasons I thought I was perfect casting for Olive was that she is too. In the short stories and in her family's life, she is a supporting character. She's a supporting character that should be a leading lady. And that was always my situation as a supporting actor in film. I never needed a break. Are you kidding? Melissa, think about it.
Didn't get tired of her.
Not at once. Maybe the fat suit. Maybe the bodysuit I had to wear on hot days that I didn't help with the hot flashes.
In the book and in the miniseries, she's supposed to be a big woman, much bigger than I see you as being.
Well, we played with different sizes of bodysuits from the beginning of the storytelling. And we decided to start with my body, which is I weigh 150 pounds. I'm 5'5". At the time we shot, I was pretty much on the other side of menopause, though, as we know, it never ends. But I, you know, my body was, I had to move backwards to 45 from 52 at the time, which was not fun, by the way, I must say.
Huh.
But anyway, we decided to go with my body, which, comparatively speaking, with other actresses of my age, I am considered a medium to larger woman. Now, in comparison to other women in the world, perhaps I'm seen as smaller, but I've never had a problem thinking of myself as a large woman.
You talked quite a bit about aging in an interview with the New York Times recently, especially aging for women in the film industry. And here's some of what you said. You said, I have not mutated myself in any way. And you said that your husband, the director Joel Cohen, literally has to stop me physically from saying something to people, to friends who've had work done. I'm so full of fear and rage about what they've done. Describe that rage and what you're feeling, why that gets you so angry.
One of the reasons that I am doing press again after 10 years' absence is because I feel like I need to represent publicly what I've chosen to represent privately, which is a woman who is proud and more powerful than I was when I was younger. And I think that I carry that pride and power on my face and in my body. And I want to be a role model for not only younger men and women, and not just in my profession. I'm not talking about my profession. I think there are, you know, I think that cosmetic enhancements in my profession are just an occupational hazard. But I think more culturally, I'm interested in starting a conversation about aging gracefully and how, instead of making it a cultural problem, we make it individuals' problems. I think that ageism is a cultural illness. It's not a personal illness.
And the rage, where does the rage come in?
Because it's not easy to, it's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
Getting older and adjusting to all the things that biologically happen to you is not easy to do and is a constant, you know, struggle and adjustment. So anything that makes that harder and more difficult, because I don't believe that cosmetic enhancement makes it easier. I think it makes it harder. I think it makes it much more difficult to accept getting older. I want to be revered. I want to be an elder. I want to be an eldress. I have some things to talk about and say and help. And if I can't, then, not unlike Olive, I don't feel necessary.
Well, Frances McDormand, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Melissa.
Frances McDormand plays Olive Kittredge in the new HBO miniseries, Parts 1 and 2, premiere this Sunday.